This is from 49er Rider on the YouTube chat. We'd love your participation there as well. 888-957-9570. Also, the text and phone lines are open at that same number. 49er Rider, I'm not worried about Adamas. Him making the Giants fun again is already worth it. Are we giving Adamas credit for that, though? Are we giving Willie Adamas credit for how well the team is doing? I don't. That's a little. It's a stretch for me right now. I'm not sure about that.
Well, look, he has a negative WAR, and I don't believe that WAR is everything. But if you watch day in, day out, he's been better defensively than what they had last year.
Okay.
All right. And maybe that's a small bar to clear.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, I would say it is.
All right. That's fine. I do think that there is some value in the margins in baseball of everyone getting along and liking each other. And I can't quantify his impact on someone like Elliot Ramos, who every time I see him in a postgame scrum is like, yeah, you know, Willie and I were talking about this and Willie and I were talking about that. Now, Sam, I know you're always in the clubhouse. I'm sure that you see maybe more of the Willie effect than any of us do on our television. Have other players expressed his impact on them?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them have. I mean, I remember I asked Logan Webb after a game, just like, how do you feel about him like behind you on defense? And he spoke, you know, very glowingly about having Adamas behind him on defense there. Mike Yastrzemski's spoken very positively about the impact that Adamas has. And, you know, you do see it sometimes before or after games, like Adamas is just like small little quirky things. Like one time he kind of sneaks into the scrum during while Chapman's talking and like pretends to ask a question, things like that, to kind of get a little bit of a chuckle out of everybody. So, yeah, he does a lot of small things. Again, that we see to kind of brighten the mood. And there's probably a lot of other things that he's doing, you know, behind closed doors that I assume, you know, add to the mood as well.
Well, I want to ask you too, Sam, because you're there every single day and you're doing a hell of a job. Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Sam Love and Steven Rizzotto, Joe Shasky, find it wherever you find your podcast, best Giants talk in the world. You're there in the locker room. Has the body language shifted at all? Have you noticed anything different with Willie? Whether it's a win or a loss, right, quite frankly.
No, they're honestly, these guys are the same people at before wins or before win, regardless wins or losses, they're the same guys every single day. Whereas, you know, not so much last year, but the prior 2 years, you go in and the clubhouse is just like, it's like a library where you feel like if you're talking above a whisper, you're talking too loud. That's not a good sign. Nowadays, though, you go in the clubhouse and it's lively, it's active, like guys have smiles on their faces. It feels like you can kind of talk more, so to speak, without, you know, it sounding too loud. So it's definitely a better atmosphere than it was in, say, 22 or 23.
Joe, there is something a little different about baseball than maybe basketball and football in that, like, I've had certain teammates that they're only happy when they're succeeding. And when they're not, like, they bring everyone down. And there is something to that in baseball where, again, because I told you, it's a sport of failure, being consistently optimistic and upbeat and whatever, there is something to be said for that. That doesn't justify a $182 million deal. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, being the same guy through the ups and downs does have a lot of value in baseball.
I find it interesting. And I guess it's always just baked into the circumstances leading up to said player. Because a lot of Giants fans, they didn't really know much. Probably, I'm just going to paint them with a broad brush right now. A lot of them probably didn't know who Willie Adamas was, what he represented, who he, like, they saw the pressers.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him speak maybe at FanFest or wherever. And he's like, okay, this is a cool guy. He's fun. He's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. You know what, though?
Got
a great smile. Does it with a smile on his face, and that means something to me.
I do think that matters.
Okay.
Look, you talked about Aaron Rowan, and when I think of Aaron Rowan, I think of him.
Have a grumpy face.
He looks like a CHP who just pulled you over after a five-day shift.
Press hard, three copies.
Exactly. Right? You know, there's something about, like, oh, boy. Right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Smiling is, like, I know that sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't. Well, why do you think Steph Curry is so loved?
Well, the joy.
That's part of it. Yeah. Is Magic Johnson. Listen. Willie Adamas is not those guys.
No.
They are two of the top 10 players. Again, there you go.
I think a lot of people don't think that he plays with joy. And I think that's absurd, but that is how people view it. Michelle would always say, like, KD just looks miserable.
No, I think KD's actually really, he's more cerebral than people give him credit for. He's a little more quirky. I think he's cynical, definitely cynical, and he's on social a bunch. But you know what? I think KD's very representative of millennials, definitely in our age. KD's very normal to me as far as how he conducts himself.
But Michelle always viewed him as angry.
Nah.
Because, like, it always seemed like he was never happy enough. And, like, there is, I'm just saying, people do pick up on body language.
And you know what? That's none of my concern. You could be grumpy or angry as far as I'm concerned.
Well, when you're one of the greats.
Just win me damn games and hit and produce. You could be angry. Hell, The A's in the 70s were fighting each other in the locker room. They hated each other. Reggie Jackson and company, right? They were winning, so it didn't matter. Now, it helps, right? I do think here in the Bay Area, we love people with this, doing it with a smile on their face, right?
But don't you think Bonds suffered from a lot of this?
I was going to bring up Barry Bonds. That was the litmus test for all this, right? Because he did not have a great relationship with the media. And thus, some of the fans felt differently. But overall, Giants fans, deep down, you love Barry Bonds.
Of course.
You all love Barry Bonds.
You know what's the image in my head of Barry?
Why, though, Joe? Because he freaking produced.
And he's one of ours.
He was a baller.
And he was one of ours.
Yes.
He was born and raised here.
But he was a Pittsburgh Pirate first.
No doubt. But he was drafted by the Giants out of high school.
I know, the Godfather. And
yeah, he was born to be a Giant.
I know, but we're talking about circumstances with everything. So, yes, that is part of it. But the fact that he produced immediately
was
a baller.
He was one of the greatest players ever. But I do think that, with the Bonds thing, it's so funny. Like, if I were to say to Giants fans, what's your favorite Bonds moment? I bet a lot of people would say the moment that sticks out more than any other is 97 when they won the division and he's standing on top of the dugout hugging fans.
Pretty cool.
Because it was so out of character.
Well, he didn't do that.
No. And it felt like he was one of us and he embraced the fans and he's hugging them and he's high-fiving random people at Candlestick. Like, there was something it was just so, wow, we've never seen him embrace anyone like that.
No, it's a great point. 888-957-9570. We got Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30, voice of the San Francisco Giants and our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. He is live from Detroit, so we'll get his thoughts on that loss yesterday and also his thoughts on Willie Adames, because he was kind of like lockstep with you, Joe, when it comes to the Giants fans and their level of patience, and they know phonies when they see them, and they can point that out. I think this is what this is telling me, is that Giants fans know that Willie Adames isn't a phony per se. He's very authentic.
Yes.
He's an authentic person, and they're going to give him some leeway. But that authenticity could only go so far. And I think we're both in lockstep there. You got to produce.
But what do we do?
Point.
Do we